Welcome to Quick Bites by Mind Over Food. I'm Andy Friedman, and today our guest is Liz Simmons from Strength and Grace Life Coaching. Due to a life-changing injury in 2010, Liz rediscovered yoga and left her job of 10 years in the environmental lab field to become a yoga teacher and personal trainer. Even though she was starting over, she was happy. She later obtained her behavioral changes specialist certificate and started health coaching because she had noticed that in order for her clients to really change, it had to start with the mind. She had plans to move into life coaching full time eventually, but when COVID-19 hit, gyms closed and she was laid off and asking herself, what if this is an opportunity? And then she hit the ground running with Strength and Grace. Initially moving her training clients to virtual and offering yoga and boot camp classes on Facebook. Then she signed up for a CTA's coaching certification and now is a life coach. Welcome, Liz Simmons.
How are you today?
Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, this is really great. And I'm so excited to talk to you. But other than, you know, what I just said in your bio, tell us the process of starting up Strength and Grace.
Right. So starting up Strength and Grace, it was like kind of like an infantile baby that I wasn't paying attention to. It makes me sound like a bad mom, right?
No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
And then, you know, COVID hit and I was just like, all right, this is the time. This is the place. I don't have my job anymore. And let's just see what can happen. And I just hit it running. And I mean, it wasn't super easy by any means, but you got to do what you got to do. It's all in your power, right? You always ask, what can I do? What can I do? And so now I am a full-time life coach. I've got clients. I work on mostly with millennials, helping them develop the mindset and skills to develop their entrepreneurial dreams. And it's absolutely fabulous. I love my job. I love my job. And I loved my job as a health coach and a yoga teacher and a personal trainer as well. Like I loved all of that. It's just, you got to keep progressing.
Yeah. You have to keep moving and evolving. And I so love that you said mindset, because even what I do, it's really all about your mindset. You know, even though I have lots of like fun tricks and tips to help people stay on track, I find it all, the work is around changing your mindset. Can you like kind of talk about how you help people do that and why that's so important?
Yeah, I ask really hard questions that they don't want to answer originally. Like ones that great. Like, you know, like the ones that like stump them up and like, wait, what? And then it's just to start to shift that paradigm to start changing what ifs that are bad, you know, like, oh, what if this goes wrong? Well, you say, well, what if this goes right? You know, and trying to get them to look at things from another perspective. Like, well, if it was your friend that was in this situation.
Great one. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what would you say? Or if you had no obstacles, what would you do? Things like that. And then asking, you know, is it really your job's fault that you're eating that sandwich? Did they put it in your mouth? Because I don't, you know, I'm just asking. Maybe
that's
they did.
Awesome.
I don't know.
So they put a gun to your head and made you eat the sandwich.
Yeah, they're like, you're not going to get paid unless you eat this sandwich. I'm sorry.
That's really good.
Yeah, and then, you know, just letting them know that it's okay to fail. And failing is always part of learning. And it's all on how we look at it.
Yeah, it's so much about being kind to ourselves, self-empathy, self-judgment, you know, I mean, non-judgment for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the importance of not judging yourself when you're trying to either start a new life or even engage in an exercise program or trying to reach that goal of exercising more or, you know, training more.
Yeah. So you really just need to be self-aware about where you are and where you want to be, because it's the gap that matters. And if you can't honestly be honest with yourself about where you are, it's going to make it really hard to get to where you want to go. So I remember when I started, I can go into nutrition here. So I actually started tracking my food, 700 days ago. Like I've been on like a consistent.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
But I had tried it several times before.
Right.
And it never, you know, worked. I ended up looking at it differently, being like, okay, I'm just going to look at the nutritional value of what I'm taking in first, you know, so that then it wasn't about me. It was just about what's the nutrients. I just need to know. I had an accountability partner. But when it came to the judgment, you know, I'll never forget. I was in BJ's and they had all that free food. They always have free handouts. And there was like the Ghirardelli woman that was handing out chocolates. And
hello.
I was like, oh my God, I don't want to have to put that in, but I really want that.
Right.
And I chose not to eat the Ghirardelli chocolate. And then I cried. Yeah. I legit cried. And like, I had to leave BJ's. I was like, baby, I can't be here with this. I need to leave. And I cried in the car. And I just like, didn't judge myself over it because that's like where the resistance is. Like, if I'm going to give in, I'm going to give in there when it's really hard. And if I judge myself for the emotion of crying over a little piece of chocolate, that's going to make it even harder. You know, also, yeah. I know I'm a boredom eater. You know I am. So when I work from home now, thanks COVID, I've got food all around me.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I hide this stuff. I know that about myself and I don't judge it. I don't say, oh, you should have more self-control. The marshmallow thing says that self-control is a finite resource. Everybody's different. So I take my cookies and stuff, the stuff that I know I will go to, and I put them in there behind the quinoa. Because my yoga training, I had to eat quinoa every day, twice a day. They made a pie crust. Andy, they made a pie crust out of quinoa and they called it dessert.
No,
it is not dessert. Okay. If it's made out of quinoa, it's not dessert. So I only have the quinoa in there for my chickens. So I know I'll never touch it. So all of my like candy stuff, whatever that goes behind the quinoa and I don't touch it until 4 p.m. And then it's just, yeah. And it just works me and I don't judge myself and I don't compare myself to other people. Cause that's, I talk about this too. One time, I have a garden. And, you know, everything grows differently. And I never see the carrots get pissy with the lettuce because the lettuce is growing faster than them. You know, they just do their own thing. So I don't compare myself to anybody else because it's not going to help me. You know, if I can learn from somebody, that's fine. But other than that, no. So yeah, no judgment, no comparison, and be okay with it being hard. It's you're changing a habit and you're changing a mindset. Yeah.
It's so, so true. And we're so conditioned to this quick fix mentality that it's really hard to let somebody know. It's like, yeah, I'm going to work with you for the next 6 weeks. And that's not, if you don't practice, it's not going to be enough, right? You know, it's like, it's a work in progress and you're going to have to keep on keeping on with it. But I love this kind of strategy you have. You seem to have a lot of really great strategies. I love how you're using food because we are the Mind Over Food podcast. No, it's really great. I love that because I think it's really important for people to see the overlap. Like whatever, what you're doing with your clients, it's not just for their, you know, to create their next business. It's for all aspects of their life. Same thing with what I do with Mind Over Food. I'm teaching you how to change your mindset around food and eating, but it's going to bleed into all kinds of parts of your life. And it's so important. It's just an important thing, but I really love your strategies around, you know, put it behind the quinoa.
5 minute rule is always really good too.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell me your 5 minute rule.
So if you really want it, you just got to set a timer for 5 minutes.
Excellent.
You can have it in 5 minutes, man, if you want.
Right.
But chances are you're probably actually not going to want it right now. Another one is like write a big, long essay about why you want it if you really want it. But it's got to be like 500 words. Right?
You have to work for it, right?
You have to work for it and like own it up. And then another good thing is like when it's like really, really hard and you're like really trying not to, ask yourself, what will you gain if you don't eat this? So, cause you know, you think about what am I going to gain when I eat this? You don't want to ask that. Cause then you're going to find a positive about eating it. Find the positive about not eating it, you know? And then just like, I mean, I do a lot of business and entrepreneur. we fail all the time. And, you know, when you're creating your own business, you're going to fail and fail and fail. And the biggest thing is to get back up and say, what did I learn from this failure? Yeah. So you, same thing with food, right? If you made a mistake, it's fine, but make it a learning mistake.
Yes.
You know, and have those, you know, I have intentional days. I don't deprive myself of, I don't live in deprivation. I live in moderation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, that is so, it's one of the big things that I teach my clients is that we don't want to live in deprivation. That's not sustainable.
That's not
right.
Living.
No. And the failure thing. So that's why, like, I do a lot of work changing vocabulary around, and we say stuff like we blew it or we screwed up, or sometimes we use more flowery language than that. But, and I say, no, just a mistake. Just like you say, you brought, you dust yourself off, you just your next meal. And then you plan in when you say intentional, you know, I teach my clients to plan in those days, like every week, you know, several days out of the week. And another thing is that work for it. Do you know what I mean? Is it worth it? So it's easy to go down to the McDonald's and buy some French fries, but if you really want French fries, make them. You might find that you're not that motivated to eat French fries because it's a big deal. It's a big job, you know?
Yeah. That's a really good way to look at it. Yeah. Working for it. And then, you know, also like always focus on the process. Like you're going to get an outcome no matter what. If the outcome you didn't get wasn't the one that, or the one that you got wasn't the one you wanted, it was the process. Just as long as you are aware of the process and really open and honest with what happened, you can then adjust to get a different outcome. But you got to be aware. You can't hide from yourself.
Right.
And it's okay.
Exactly. You know, we talk about lies that we tell ourselves to justify that. Right. And a big one when I, you know, a long time ago when my kids were little, it would be kind of like, oh, well, if I eat this food, you know, if I finish their macaroni and cheese, doesn't count, you know, is their food. It wasn't my, like, what are you talking about? If no one sees me eat this, it doesn't count. Right. Like, what? Are you kidding me?
Like, you know, between the hours of like midnight and three, if I wake up randomly, that's not real eating.
No, it's not. All right. Well, you know, this is so much overlap here between what I do. I mean, this is really, really great. Talk a little bit about your yoga and stuff like that. And how people could like join in if they wanted to join in on some of your classes.
Yeah. So I don't actually teach the yoga or the personal training anymore. I only do the coaching. I will say though, that yoga did help me out a lot when it came to mindset. Cause you know, the yamas and the niyamas, you know, they have a whole part that's just non-judgment and then just really looking at things as they are, and meditation, all that helps you be more aware. And it's all about being self-aware without judgment of yourself or others, and just be the best version of you. And you've got to believe that you can make it, right? Because otherwise you've got cognitive dissonance. And if you can't see yourself there, then you're not going to get there. Cause then the brain's like, this is not the picture you're showing me.
Right.
So it can't happen, you know? So you got to make sure that your cognitive dissonance is like, you know, you see it here, you feel it here, you believe it here in the brain. I know you guys can't see me. I'm pointing to my head.
Oh yeah, she's probably, I should say that she's, but thank you for that, because she's pointing.
Pointing to my head. So you got to see it in the head. You got to feel it here.
Exactly.
Remember, the eyes are part of the brain. Okay. So you got to see it there, visualize it there, own it there, and then it can start to happen here, you know? But if you can't get it here, it makes it super hard to get it here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's so true. So that sounds like one way you help people get around the obstacles that we put them up, right? You know, I mean, sometimes there's, you know, COVID-19 is an obstacle. So we definitely put it up. But, you know, can you give me an example of like some of the stuff you might share with one of your clients to help them get through that?
Well, like I always say, and the book by Ryan Holiday has got the name in the title, The Obstacle is the Way. It's in the path for a reason. Okay. You can't, you know, poof it out of the, out of it. It's there. You need to embrace it and move through it because it's there for a reason. Otherwise it wouldn't be there. Okay. Stop acting like it's a bad thing because you don't really know if it is, right? It might really be a good thing. It's only you labeling it bad or good. And just use it. Ask yourself, what if this obstacle is an opportunity? What would that mean? And again, it's the questions we ask ourselves lead to the answers that we give, lead to the lives we lead. So really nail down your questions because those are going to determine your answers, which determine your life.
It's really, really true and really so poignant now more than ever, now more than ever. Okay. So if someone wanted to learn more or contact you, how could they reach you?
Like I'm on all the social media stuff.
Okay.
Or you can just visit my website, strength-grace.com, and you can schedule a free discovery or laser coaching session with me. We meet for an hour on the phone and you bring an agenda and we get laser focused and find solutions for you that you can take away from that.
That's great. And I'm going to put it all your links in the description section of this podcast. So if you're interested, you can just click right on through to her website or to her other social media sites so you can learn more. This has been really great and really informative. I mean, I hope that you Mind Over Foodies out there kind of see that, you know, we're really kind of talking about the same thing. Mine's just focuses on your eating life, but it's important in all aspects of your life. So,
right. Because if you can do it in one area, you can take it and then move it to another area.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that if you have a trip up or something's hanging you up in one area, it's also hanging you up on another area. Like if you're not shedding your weight and you're also not getting a promotion, whatever it is that you're telling yourself is probably the same thing about both of those.
You're right. You're so right. Well, yeah. I hope everybody hears that and takes that in. I just want to thank you so much, Liz, for joining us on our little Quick Bites podcast here. And hopefully we'll connect soon.
I hope so too.
Okay. Hope you enjoyed this interview with my guest, Liz Simmons from Strength and Grace Life Coaching. Please visit my webpage at mindoverfood.com if you'd like to listen to more of these Quick Bite podcasts. If you'd like to learn more about Mind Over Food or are interested in one of my free 15-minute consultations, please visit my website or email me at andy@mindoverfood.com. You can also contact me on Facebook at facebook.com/mindoverfoodtraining. And I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thanks for listening to Quick Bites by Mind Over Food. I'm Andy Friedman. Keep an ear out for more Quick Bites coming soon.